Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Katie Neal. Welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast. This week on the show, we had one of my favorite people always to interview, Luke Bryan. He's always so much fun. He's always in such a great mood. He's always entertaining and he's always just so very genuine. We talked about his new song, Country On. We talked about new music he's been working on and how he's feeling about turning 46 very soon. Please enjoy my conversation with Luke Bryan. There
hey.
He is.
How are you?
I'm doing very well, Luke Bryan. How are you?
I'm good. Living the dream.
Living the dream. How's your summer going so far? Lots of peace and quiet in the Bryan household, I'm sure.
Good working here, but then when I'm working and playing a little bit. So either way, I'm having a good time.
What do you do? What are you playing? What are you doing? What's your playtime?
Oh, just fishing, bass fishing. And
oh my gosh. Water. One of my favorite things I saw on social media probably this year was you catching that bass. I don't even know much about fishing.
That was one of my favorite things I saw on social media. So I was excited.
Where are you going to hang that? I assume you're getting it mounted.
I let her go. So we're going to do a replica. So I don't know where I'll put my replica yet, but it was pretty awesome.
Was it hard to let her go?
You know, not really. I mean, it's my lake at my house. And so I've really worked hard to grow big bass. So like, she looked like a young fish, so she could honestly go to 14 pounds. So
Ooh.
It's like, yeah, so for her to go to 11 to 14 pounds, it's worth letting her go and letting her try to catch her again.
That's awesome. Well, how's the family? How's everybody doing?
Everybody's good. We just got back from Vegas, and the boys had a good time. We played a lot of golf, and the boys ate a lot of In-N-Out burgers, so they're all good.
They're
getting ready
happy.
For the summer.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations on the new single, Country On. Tell me the story behind this song.
Well, it's just, when you think about the term Country On, I mean, it's a statement that says a lot in those two words. And from the first time I heard, the first lyric, "Hey, farm boy, keep dropping that plow," it really hit me. And then when you look at the song covers so many aspects of country living and country life, and from hard work to, the American dream to, being optimistic about the future of the country and how we all must country on to really be one. I mean, it's got patriotism in it. It's got honoring people that keep us free and people that keep us safe and look after us. And I think, I think that's something that the country music crowd is always very, very appreciative of, because so many of country music are those people. And so I think this song, and then, when you listen to the last chorus, talking about Nashville, keep uplifting songwriters and how the Nashville dream, moving to Nashville, writing the song follow your dreams as a songwriter is a big part of the song too. So it just really, I played it for my dad and he's like, "Yeah, boy, you hit all the categories for that one," which I love. So.
That's awesome. Is your dad who you usually will like play new songs for and kind of like test them out on him?
If I can find him in an environment where his hearing aids can hear them all, but yeah, he's a great, he's always opinionated. Anybody in my family, in my circle, they're pretty opinionated about my new music. So I bounce it off everybody. So everybody's, I got thumbs up from the family.
That's awesome. And then this is the first of new music from what I will assume will be the next project. What else can you say about more new music that you've been working on?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I've got stuff that I feel like pushes new territory for me. And then I got stuff that, you know, I try not to overcomplicate what I am as an artist. You know, I think people expect, you know, me to have some songs that have fun. I think people, and so I just try to get better as a singer, get better as a songwriter. And, you know, I try not to immerse myself in what everybody else is doing. You know, mm-hmm. I want to just trust what I do and let that be the example for myself. And you know, I will always, anybody, my producers, I'm always challenging them to work harder for new things and new sounds. And I'm always challenging myself. So, you know, the bottom line for me is, you know, keep it simple, stupid, and, you know, don't overthink yourself and try to speak to your fans and grow what you are and take my knowledge and try to use that in my favor.
Definitely. And then you're also getting ready to go out on the Raised Upright tour. You're taking Riley Green and Mitchell Tenpenny. What was it about these two guys that you're like, I want them on the road this summer?
Well, you know, Mitchell, been knowing Mitchell for years now. And, you know, we started looking at some of the numbers that he's out there doing on his own concerts. And I mean, he's out there crushing it. And Riley, I mean, Riley's somebody I've had my eyeballs on for quite a while just because, you know, he's a Southern guy. He really loves the outdoors and fishing and hunting, and he sings about it, and he sings about what's true to him, and I think he really speaks to his fan base. And you know, I just love having younger guys out and watching their excitement and getting to know them as people and watching how they're doing out there on the road. And we only got really one Raised Upright tour date under our belt, so we got a lot more coming, so we're just getting started.
That's awesome. And then you mentioned earlier getting back from Las Vegas recently, you've got the residency still going on, which I feel like it doesn't look like it's any fun at all. You're having too much fun, right?
Yeah, it's pretty fun being at the blackjack table, you know, cashing out your chips, walking down a couple flights of stairs and showering and getting on stage.
So I was gonna say,
but I'm getting better about like going to play golf and going, cycling and getting outside and not just sitting in the casino. But Vegas, you know, when you look at being out in Vegas, entertaining, performing, doing concerts, it's pretty special to be out there.
For sure. It's funny that you mentioned the blackjack table because I saw Charles Kelly earlier today. And I was asking him about some of his favorite Luke Bryan memories. And he said, you know what? He said, one of my funniest Luke Bryan memories is that you were on a real heater at the blackjack table. And he came over and kind of got smart with the dealer. And the dealer got mad. And then you went on a losing streak. And he's like, he's always blamed me for that.
Yeah, Charles will never. It'll be a long time before I forgive him for that.
Do you remember how much you won or you lost?
I would be scared to say, but it was enough for Charles owes me several nice dinners. How about that? several steak suppers.
I love that. And then you have got a birthday coming up next month, and birthdays are always a time. I know, right? But you don't look a day over 25, so don't worry.
Yeah, stop it.
I know we feel like we're much older, but you don't look it. But, you know, birthday is always a time to reflect. And when you're thinking about, you know, this career of mega country music stardom that you've had, what's still like on the bucket list for you? Like, what would you still really like to do?
You know, as far as bucket list stuff, I think just, in doing things that being exactly where I want to be when I'm at them, you know, if it's, and I want to wake up and just be like, you know, God, I am miserable doing this. So, you know, start getting a little better about planning some trips. I mean, I'd even started working on some stuff about trying to go to Africa. I've never been to South Africa and been to, you know, on a safari like scenario.
Please make sure it's filmed when you go on safari, because I feel like that would be
and I'm sure
prime entertainment.
the whole family will be there. And so, but you know, hadn't done that. I'd like to get some European trips in, just start traveling a little more, work a little less. I mean, I work a lot and so I'm ready to, but I always, you know, everything that I do in life, touring will, you know, making music and touring will come first. Well, I mean, professionally, obviously, you know, trying to be with my family is first and foremost. And as my boys get older, you know, I've missed quite a bit of sports and they're really into it. So as they get older, I got to start, you know, being around and catching more sports stuff. So, but you just be happy. I mean, I, you know, turning 46 and I look back and I look where I was when I was 30 and you're like, God, you know, 16 years ago, there was so much, you know, there was so much, the canvas was blank, you know, the canvas. And I look at, I've lived a lifetime in 16 years. I mean, it's truly been, I've lived 10 lifetimes. So the main thing is just make sure I stop and enjoy the roses and enjoy it with people that I want to be, that I want in my world.
That sounds like a good plan to me. Luke Bryan, it was really nice to see you. Congratulations on the new single. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you for having me.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.